Cling to the cross and cleave to Christ, and the world will not be able to separate you from Him. Hallelujah. I want to have a church where people front slide. I've seen enough backsliders in my time to last me for a lifetime. I've seen too many people, like Paul said, you did run good for a while. What did hinder you? What was it that got between you and Jesus, you and the cross, you and Christ? What person, what priority has caused you to turn back? And there are people that have come into the presence of God and turned their back on God and made a conscious choice. And believe me, the responsibility, you can't blame the devil for that. Because if we choose to serve Him, all of heaven's resources will back us up to help us to serve Him. All of the grace, all of the strength, everything that we need to overcome will be provided if we choose to follow Jesus and to serve Him. But if we choose the world, then we open the door to the enemy to come in. And I've known the heartache and heartbreak, and I continue to know the heartache and the heartbreak of watching people go back. They did run good for a while. So this is not about how you come out of the gate. This is not a wind sprint. This is not the 50-yard dash. This is a marathon. This is who stays in the race and who crosses the finish line. Amen. That's what it's all about. And to them that endure, how long? Till the end. The same shall be saved. And when discouragement is one thing that pulls people out of the way, lift up the hands that hang down and strengthen the feeble knee, lest they be what? Turned out of the way. They've lost sight of Jesus. They've lost sight of Jesus. Amen. They've lost sight of Jesus. You cannot stay discouraged if you look to Jesus. Can you say amen? You cannot. You have to lose sight of Jesus. And that's why the Bible said, lay aside every sin. And oh, I meet people all the time. Show me in the Bible where that's sin. They want to see how far they can go. They want to say, if you don't have a scripture that said, thou shalt not do this particular thing that you know is hindering them from their testimony, their witness, and the grace and strength they need to run with patience the race that's set before them. Show me in the Bible where it says you can't do that. Well, you know, if you just want to find a... I just have to draw back. I don't even give them scripture about anything anymore. Because they're dead set on sinning. And I figure, well, you haven't had enough sin. Back when the hippies started getting saved, they had a song and the chorus said, I've had all the sin I can hack, Jack. Can you say amen? And I thought, I don't know about you, but how many were lost before you got saved? I can tell you straight up. I've been on the other side. I know the pleasure of this old flesh indulging itself. I know the pleasure of sin for a what? A season. And I'm telling you, it's a short-lived season. But I also know that at His right hand, there's pleasure forevermore. That pleasure is short-lived, but the pleasure of being in His kingdom is forever, age without end. Hallelujah.